SOP 248. Today we're talking about top shelf interviews, top shelf podcast equipment, and some top shelf podcasting stats.
Hey, this is Ryan from RyansTopShelf.com, and you're listening to Dave Jackson and the School of Podcasting.
It's the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
Podcasting since 2005. I am your personal podcast coach, Dave Jackson, thanking you so much for tuning in. This is where we talk about all things. I mean all things, A to Z things about podcasting. Our website is schoolofpodcasting.com. If you want to call in your comments, I would love to hear from you. It's 888-563-3228. That's courtesy of podcastvoicemail.com. Or you could email me, dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. I want to thank my friend Ryan from ryanstopshelf.com. I actually got interviewed last week from Ryan, who's been interviewing a bunch of different podcasters over at ryanstopshelf.com. And if you want to interview me, I say this because I will talk to anybody pretty much about anything, but especially about podcasting. And I say this because I actually have somebody who I'm really a big fan of this week. And I approached them and said, hey, how would you like to come do, you would be a perfect guest for one of my podcasts. And they ever so politely and respectfully said, no, I'm too busy. And I understand that. We all have families and friends and jobs and things like that. But it really just broke my heart. So I'm remembering this, and I'm just saying, look, if you want to interview me, I'm not saying no to anybody at this point. I just, to me, it's one of the things I love about podcasting is making new friends, meeting new people, and just spreading the word about podcasting. So, again, just contact me, 888-563-3228 or dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. But speaking of interviews, and you can hear, again, my interview with Ryan over at ryanstopshelf.com. And where I work now, I'm a corporate trainer in addition to being a podcast consultant. But we have about, 800 people here, and many of them listen to music / podcasts in their little cubicles. And many of them listen with one earbud in only. Why? Because they still have to be able to hear their boss, or they still have to interact with the people on in their departments. So with this in mind, if you do interviews, I've heard a few where people will split the audio so that you, the interviewer, are, let's say, on the left-hand side of the stereo mix completely, all the way on the left-hand side. If you listen to the right-hand side, you can't hear you at all. And then they'll have their guest completely on the right-hand side. Well, now, if you're a listener and you can only wear one earbud in, you're either going to get all the answers or all the questions, but you're not going to get both. So I typically have my interviews, if I'm going to split them in a stereo mix, I will separate them slightly, but not to the extreme parts, because there are people that are listening with one earbud in. So keep that in mind. Hey, today's show is brought to you by Real Writing Jobs. That's right, thousands of topics to write about. You get paid for every article you write, and being that you're a podcaster, you're a creative person. You can even help improve books and movie scripts and get cash for writing blog posts. Now, the great thing about this is you get paid when you write the story. It's eligible for all countries. This isn't just a U.S. thing. And if you think, hey, I'm not that great of a writer, actually, I'm a podcaster. I usually, you know, create content with my mouth. They actually have tools to help you be a better writer. In fact, if you can write at an 8th grade level or higher, you're qualified to start writing articles. And the beauty of this is you can try this for 10 days for $2.95 and see if this is something for you. Now, to do this, check it out at schoolofpodcasting.com/writing jobs. That's schoolofpodcasting.com/writing jobs. All right. Want to thank Sally Getch from the podcastasylum.com. Sally's a friend of mine from the very first podcast expo. Met her out in California. And she pointed out, we were talking a couple episodes ago about how podcasting was up. If you went to the numbers from Libsyn, it was actually up 17.3%. Well, she had pointed out that at the last podcast expo, for lack of a better word, it was actually Blog World, that Edison had put out a report that showed that podcasting had gone up from 43 to 45%. And that equates to approximately 70 million Americans above the age of 12 are listening to podcasts. The podcast audience had migrated from being predominantly early adopters to more closely resembling mainstream media consumers, so it is starting to move into the mainstream. And podcast consumers continue to prefer consuming content at their desktop, which is what I was just talking about here with listening to interviews and stuff. Not so much in a dedicated media player, but on the other hand, mobile phone media consumption is surging, so that may be a number that changes as time goes on. They're definitely more involved in social networking, but it said 2/3 of podcast consumers have listened to digital audio files in their vehicles by connecting an iPod or an MP3 player to their car audio system. So when I was actually on with Ryan, we talked about that, how both of us, when we got a car, in his case his truck, the first thing we look for in a stereo for our automobiles is, does it have an auxiliary jack? Because once you have that, I could care less if it has AM, FM, FMHD, all that stuff. No, I just need an audio input jack to plug in my portable player. All right, last up. Well, I realize that this is kind of a U.S. thing, but we file our taxes to our good friend Uncle Sam, and in some cases, if you're an early adopter, you've probably, possibly, gotten your tax return back. And I had somebody ask me a question, a client of mine said, Dave, I know I can go to schoolofpodcasting.com/equipment, and you can see my recommendations for the average Joe who wants to start a podcast. He said, but I'm actually, he goes, I want to do this right. I want pro equipment. I know that the stuff you recommend can make me sound like a pro. He goes, I want stuff that's really, he goes, you know, if you had no budget concerns, what would you buy? And I went, boy, if I had no budget concerns, how cool would that be? Well, it's a great question. And really the most important piece of equipment in your podcasting world is your microphone. And I think we all agree now that for the money, without going crazy into the thousands of dollars, really, if you want a sound, you get that cool pro sound, the Heil PR40, which goes for about $325. But the thing that's about this microphone is by the time you buy a stand, a shock mount, and a pop filter, because it is kind of unique, you're really close to $600 for that microphone. And I've actually been thinking about getting the Procaster, which actually, going back to Ryan from ryanstopshelf.com actually uses that microphone, which was good because I wanted to hear one. And it's, again, a dynamic microphone that kind of looks like a condenser, and it's only $300. So it's a little cheaper than the Heil PR40, and it looks like it's a little more universal, like you could buy kind of a universal shock mount and just get your typical pop filter and you'd be good to go. But my number one choice for mic right now would be a Heil PR40. I'm using a Shure SM58, which cost me $100 right now to record this. And I'm going directly into my Zoom H4. Now, the other piece of equipment that I would just love to have, talking about the very first podcasting expo, that's when I found this piece of equipment. It is the Apex 230. I saw this again at the very first podcasting expo. It's kind of a compressor, de-esser. It adds kind of that cool bottom end warmth to it, as well as tweaking the top. It just basically makes you sound so good. I wish I had one. It goes for $899. Now, again, if you're new to podcasting and you're thinking, well, I don't have $1,500 to start podcasting, you don't need to. You can really get going for about $200 or $300. Depending on your budget. But the question was, what's your budget? It was, what if I didn't have one? That would be the top shelf equipment that would be in my little studio if I was buying this stuff. So there you go. So we see again, we're Podcasting is on the rise. We've got another study that shows that. We've got some tips. If you want to go blow some serious cash, by all means, you can do that. And I would actually go to BSW is a good place to buy that. If you just go to schoolofpodcasting.com/BSW, that will take you right there. And I'll have links to all this stuff out in the show notes. And again, if you're recording interviews, don't split your guest and you way left and way right, because there are a number of people that are listening with just one earbud in. And that's going to do it for this edition of the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements. I just want to say I would love to have you come over and start a podcast. Come over, click on the join button. There are many different ways you can sign up. You can sign up for a day, a month, a year, multiple, half a year, whatever you want to do. Come sign up. We've got step by step, and I mean from point A to point B and all points in between, to walk you through the podcasting process and to help you avoid all the common mistakes that people make. I've been there. Let me help you with that. And of course, you've got me, your personal podcast coach, to answer any questions. Because if you ask a book a question, if you Google something and you go, that doesn't quite make sense to me, you can ask that page, you can ask that book. It's going to give you the same answer. But if you email me and I answer it and you go, I still don't understand it, I can give you another way, and we can make sure that you fully understand what's going on to create a podcast. And again, that's over at schoolofpodcasting.com. Love to hear from you. Email me, dave@schoolofpodcasting.com, or call in your comments, 888-563-3228. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode. We'll see you again real soon. And until then, class is dismissed.